can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for June 21st, 2023, episode number 44.
Here we go.
Hello, my queen. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. Hello.
You muted me. Ed, did you mute the cork popping
did
too?
Did you not hear the cork popping?
I couldn't hear, no. Because you had me shut off.
No, you heard me.
Oh,
you heard
yeah. I mean, I heard you.
No, you're just blaming stuff on me. That's not true. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Hello, baby. Give me a glass. Yes, welcome to Curry and the Keeper, where we tonight are drinking Le Bubbly.
Yes.
And why are we drinking Le Bubbly? Well, first of all, before we do that, let's get it all together here. Hold on.
Even hear the bubbles in the mic. Was that purposeful? Look at you.
Yes, it's AMSR.
ASMR.
Whatever it is. Yeah, whatever the kids are into these days.
Yes.
It's still bubbling right underneath the microphone. Okay. That's pretty cool. Okay.
Just don't spill that. That's liquid gold.
Yes, this is the Veuve.
The Veuve Clicquot.
Which is from our personal stash. There
yes,
you go.
And from our dating days.
All right, cheers, baby.
Oh, yeah. Look at your glass is half full.
I'm just trying to move the show along. Don't worry, it'll refill itself. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Always a good staple.
It does not need to open up. It is perfect.
Always
it's good
a good
to go.
Staple. So we're drinking. We have to drink champagne tonight because we both had dental procedures done today.
Well, I mean, I was told specifically I could have whatever I wanted.
I was told no red wine, no coffee for 48 hours. And I said, but it's show night. She said, sorry.
We don't care about show.
Sorry.
You don't care about the show.
Yeah.
Now, you went to Hollywood's house.
Yes, I went to Doc Hollywood. Yeah. Yes. To,
okay.
They had a special on teeth whitening.
This was
and
so
I'm like,
funny.
I called them up. I go, yeah, I'd like to take advantage of your special.
Yeah.
And they didn't give me any information. They didn't tell me anything. I just showed up.
What did you expect it to be?
I expected the old school doing the molds for the tray.
Yeah.
And they were going to send me, I was going to come back. They were going to give me the gel, fill it up, the gel in the trays and wear them, you know, for 30 minutes or whatever. Oh, no, this is not what this was.
Oh, was this a better system though?
It's quicker.
It is
so
quicker.
She said,
okay,
this is what we're going to do. She said, I'm going to put this stuff on your gum line to protect your gum line so the whitening solution doesn't burn your gums off. I'm like,
what is this?
What kind of barbaric system is this?
I've never heard of this one.
For?
This is new. Yeah.
And so, and then she said, then I'm going to put the solution on your teeth. And then it takes 20 minutes. She said, you need to do four 20-minute sessions. So I'm thinking, you know, 4 days, not four consecutive 20-minute sessions. So I didn't plan it in my head to be there for 2.5 hours. I thought, you know, an hour.
I thought this was quicker.
Well, it is.
Than what you expected.
Yes, it is. Well,
if you expected something that would take longer,
the results are quicker because if I did all four sessions
all in one go,
then I'd be, dazzling you with my smile.
So, you know, you're dazzling me with your smile already. What are you talking about? I can already tell, like, you had your teeth whitened. Hello.
So she does the first 20 seconds or 20 minutes. So she puts the solution on and I call her over. I'm like, I can feel it on my tongue.
Was it burning on your
I'm thinking,
tongue? What is this stuff?
I have no idea.
Okay,
I didn't even
because
ask.
I talked to Maverick about this as I was in Bernie.
Uh-huh. Well, there's more to this story though. Go ahead.
Why don't you finish your story and then I'll tell you what he told
me.
Okay,
so she comes over and she goes, well, let me check your tongue. She said, yes, some of the solution got on my latex glove and it burned through my glove. And I'm thinking, what is in my mouth?
What?
I'm like, oh, I go, it's not bad, but I just want to make sure I'm not going to burn my tongue off.
What is, did you not say what kind of acid have you put in my mouth?
She might have told me, I don't know. So then, so then the 20 minutes came over and she says, okay, I'm going to put the next coat on. And I'm thinking this is all part of session one, you know?
Yeah.
And so she puts the next coat on and I'm just bored. Cause in the beginning she says, do you have any headphones? And I said, no, I'll be off.
Cause
be
you thought
okay.
it was just 20 minutes.
I didn't think it was going to be a 2.5 hour appointment. And when she came back after 20 minutes, she goes, okay, you ready for the next 20? I go, no, I need to come back. I go, I can't. I said, really? I'm bored sitting here. I need something to do. And she's, so we booked it, but okay. I mean, and it just started burning when, she took it.
That's interesting. Now, what's interesting is Mitch told me, Maverick told me how this actually, he says, basically what they're doing is they're completely, dehydrating your teeth.
Oh,
that's why you can't have anything with any color in it, because it's dehydrating and then it rehydrates. And when you dehydrate it, it takes all the impurities out of it. But if you put some wine or something in there before it gets rehydrated from itself, that's when you get all the staining. Yes, because
she said the pores are open. So exactly. She said, be careful. No blueberries, no beets, no red wine, no coffee, anything that can stain your teeth. I mean, after two 20-minute sessions, they're definitely whiter.
Yeah,
they're going to be really white.
You look so well.
But I took care. I mean, I wanted the June special.
Half off.
I'm all about taking advantage of sales.
I said that to Mitch. She said, you know, Horster did, Doc Hollywood did a special half off. He said, oh yeah, he probably raised the price and then did it by half. I'm like, you dentists, man, because they work together on my teeth. Said, you guys are vicious. He says, yeah, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So yes, I have, I go back in 2 weeks. So I have two more sessions and I'm done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, then we need a new photo shoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I just have Craig like Photoshop my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear about your, you got some new choppers there.
Yeah. This is the moment. We're getting very close now to the end. This is now the
thank you everybody for being on this journey with us. This started back in, I mean, I think Adam was fretting in September.
I was already
October.
Freaking out. Yeah.
You were freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, none of this is like it's stated in the brochure. You know, I didn't know this was going to happen, but of course we didn't know just how jacked up my jawbone really was.
Pretty jacked up too, man.
Turns out.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you finally got your second set because you're so afraid to kiss me passionately because you said you were afraid that your teeth would fall off in my mouth.
Or that I would choke on them. You know, someone was going to die eventually. She's like, don't kiss me so hard, girl.
So
back
the kissing
off.
Kissing has been kind of, you know, like,
well, now actually you can be a little more rough with me now because today we took out the temporaries, which are basically, I don't know. I hope people are interested in this, but
I walk into the bathroom
anyway.
And Adam's, all his teeth are out and he's scrubbing them with a toothbrush outside of his mouth.
Yeah. That's how, well, but that was before today,
but you would not. Yes. But you
would not open my mouth.
No.
Yet. No, that is a very bad thing. You don't want to see that.
Yeah.
So basically I had no front teeth, top or bottom, and none top left. And so that's why I had a bridge, which connects to the canines in the front, and then just nothing on the left. And that's been that way for several months.
It's a little hill jack.
What is hill jack? What is that? It's like hillbilly? Is that?
Yeah, with like, no teeth on one side.
Ha, so phenomenally funny. Really? Could you really tell, or did you get used to it?
I got used to it, but you hit this. Definitely this
gaping
gap of
hole.
Nothing.
Gaping,
it was hill jack. It was hill jack.
Hill jack. I've never. Is this something you learn in Indiana?
It's Indiana. Yeah.
Hill jack.
Just
okay.
Like Jamoke.
Yeah.
I gave you Jamoke.
Yeah, but I like hill jack. That's a new one. I'm going to use hill jack. Okay. So the idea was, like, you know, had teeth removed, and then that's when I've had these two temporaries in the front, and you know, which I basically have to take out every 24 hours and clean them, and then you know, put the old geriatric paste in them.
I know, because you get up and you go, I got to go fix my teeth. They're about ready to fall out. I'm like, six.
They are. I know. Isn't it sexy? For better or for worse. You remember that line?
Baby,
remember that part?
Baby, I made you soup. I mean, I heated up the soup.
You heated up the soup that other people who really love me made. Yes.
I heated them up and I kept the schedule.
Thank you for keeping the schedule. It was like, hey, you got to heat something up, man. It's time for you to eat. Anyway. So then I, of course, got the implants, and now I have new, these are like training temporary teeth. So it's still bridges, but I have three, including the upper left, the hill jack is gone, and they are now over posts that are in. So this is basically training my gums for the real deal, which will be individual teeth. This will take, could take 2 months to do this. Then the gum will actually grow over these teeth. And how do they look?
Oh, they look really nice. Yeah.
I think they don't look quite as nice as the other ones.
Oh, really?
I think
they look good.
Yeah,
because all your spaces are filled in.
Yeah, because you don't see top or spaces
top
or bottom. Right.
No, they look good. You hot, baby?
I am. I'm hot for you. So hot. So anyway, so I get to Bernie today for Mitch to do this. he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to numb you up because this is going to hurt. And I'm like, oh, yay. Oh, salmon, yay. How cool. And that's in the top front, you know, when they have to, yes, like, yeah. And I need a lot of Novocaine or lidocaine, whatever they use, because I have a lot of resistance. And, you know, I'm just like, ah. And so he didn't do the bottom. And so from that moment on, it was like I was in one of those hot rod shops where they're just, screwing stuff in, taking stuff out, you know, they're building a motorcycle basically in my mouth because it's all screws. You know, he's got torque wrenches and
it's your erector set.
It's total erector set with, you know, things here and there. And then he's like, well, I got a, you know, whatever, just blood coming out. but he didn't numb the bottom.
Ooh.
Which he said, you know, because there was no gum, he didn't have to clear any gum out of the way. So he puts these posts in and he screws them. And it's the weirdest feeling because you can feel he's screwing something into my bone. And then he strikes gold. And I was like,
oh, really?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I knew he had to do the other one.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he was like, it's okay, buddy. It's okay, buddy. Breathe through your nose. I'm like,
breathe through your nose.
I'm like, what am I, Gilligan from Gilligan's Island? Buddy, what's this buddy stuff, man? Wow. That's why I'm sweating just thinking
babe,
about it.
That sounds
anyway,
so awful.
It took like a good hour and a half, I think, to do all this.
And when you were coming home, I'm like, how are you doing? You're like, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Which meant trauma there.
Well, you know, yeah. But anyway, it's fine now. It does feel like I have a horseshoe mounted in my mouth because it's a completely different bite, you know. Anyway, so the minute we're done, he said, okay, because it's totally different. Everything's different. And I was talking like this. I said, Mitch, this is a real problem. I can't, I have no S's. I have no S's.
What was causing that?
Because they're thicker.
Oh.
Because now, you know, now it's actually, there's a hole in them. And, you know, so the metal post goes through the hole.
Uh-huh.
And it's there. So they're, you know, they're slid onto these metal posts or these titanium posts. So it's thicker material. And so my tongue couldn't make this. He's like, oh no, you can't leave. Hold on, chair back. And then, and that was really, he's like, he's got the light on, the magnifying glass. And you could smell.
Oh.
I mean, didn't hurt.
I don't like that drilling sound because he was drilling them down, right?
Yeah, well, he was drilling all kinds of stuff. And then we tried, okay, say S and like S, testing 1, 2. And this young assistant who has no idea who Adam Curry is, she's just like, she's looking at us like, what are these guys doing? What are they so, what is this test? And I'm like, test, 1, 2, Curry and the keeper, keeper. And anyway, so we got it pretty close.
Yeah. I think you sound really good.
It feels good. Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah.
So thank you everybody for all the prayers, for lifting me up because I really needed it. And it's been very, very helpful to me.
And he'll jack no more, baby.
He'll jack no more. And so now, you know, we will, you know, we have to go through every 2 weeks, you know, we check and we adjust and make sure that.
Nice.
You know, and it's a whole different cleaning procedure, but I don't have to take them out.
We're almost, good. Yes, we're
so,
almost
and so you can
there.
Kiss me with a little more pressure.
Oh,
pressure.
All right. I've been kind of lonely these last 7 months.
Wow, you are so full of crap. So horrible. And whenever I kissed you, I kept my teeth in. I never put them in a glass.
I felt them moving one time though.
You really?
No.
You're the worst. Oh, and she's got a bell to accentuate her joke.
Okay.
But what
stuff.
Was nice?
Oh.
Just sticking with today for a moment. I raced home because we were going to have a quick meeting with the one and only David Wicker, Sir by His Grace.
Oh, I know now. David Wicker was the one that sent me my Bible. And this was probably months ago like almost a year ago.
Is it a year? 9 months, maybe?
It was before I started.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And he is so lovely. What a lovely man.
And so because he has Gracie with him, which is his...
No, Greta.
Greta. Why is it Gracie? Greta.
Greta, the three-legged dog.
The three-legged dog who is amazing. I mean, you look at this dog, you wouldn't even know the dog had three legs.
I forgot. He had sent me, told me a story about her months ago, and I forgot that she had three legs until I saw her. You would have never thought.
No, the dog walks almost normally.
Yes.
It's amazing. And she's like 3 months old. Three years old.
Yeah. But he Shepherd. Was so, it was so lovely to meet him. And
we had a, we oh spent a good hour mm-hmm. with him.
And he went by Bridge Church. He supports Living Up in a Down
yep.
World.
Yep.
He's boosted them. And he said he went by the church and he went to the church. And I said, did you find Pastor Jimmy? And he said, no, I didn't want to bother anybody. I'm like, oh my Dude. Gosh. I said, Pastor Jimmy was just talking about you last
yeah.
night.
Yeah. That, on the show.
Yeah. No, at our house.
Oh, on at our house.
Yeah. And
which
a,
is,
and
which
on
is
his
another show.
Show.
Yeah. The show at our house. Yes.
Yeah. So, and he was just,
we had a great chat, great catch up. Just, I mean,
and he's a relatively new No Agenda listener, about 3 years, yeah, 3.5
just
years
around the when pandemic, you were on, pandemic time
when mm-hmm. you were on Rogan. And right. so he wanted us to walk to his truck because he said he had wine for us. And he gave us six bottles of wine.
Yeah. And a donation,
and he made
which
a
we'll
donation,
get to.
Yes.
And then the most beautiful thing. So we're standing on Main Street. He's got his truck there. Greta's, you know, in the truck. He's got a trailer
She's
behind
boiling
him.
Boiling in the truck.
She's boiling
I was
in
worrying
the truck.
About her, like.
And he says, can I just pray with you guys?
I know.
I love that. And he said a beautiful prayer. Well, the three of us are there right on Main Street. It's fabulous.
I know. And I started to cry.
Yeah, you
I'm,
did.
I'm thinking.
Because you're a sucker softy. I'm like, yeah, boy.
I'm
Come
thinking.
On, pray.
Yeah.
Preach.
I'm like Pastor Jimmy. I cry very easily. The angels that have surrounded our life,
phenomenal.
I am blown away by it. And I have that on my list, how I'm surrounded by angels. You know, of course, Annette being like lead angel. And then, you know, Pastor Jimmy. And then I think about my friends like Catherine. I think about Peggy and Teresa and Andrea and David and, you know, all everybody who's lifting us up.
Which has all happened in the last year.
It takes my breath away.
Yeah.
It really does. It takes my breath away.
Yeah. Honestly, even during our relationship or before that, I haven't had real friends, certainly not around the neighborhood, you know, like friends in the hood type thing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's,
yeah.
it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And it's nice, you know, and especially because I'm getting older, you know.
You had a bromance dinner with Jimmy last night.
We did.
And then Annette and I a reason to go do a little retail therapy and have dinner. And
I was a little disappointed you guys only got, we got some shoes. We're like, that's all?
Oh, I got shoes.
Cheap night. We love it.
She Good. Got more than shoes. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. We had a really great time. I always have a good time. And then what I loved, and this is what I texted her this morning, I said, I love the fact that she and I are friends. She and I, you and Jimmy are friends. And then when we come together, the four of us, because we've all met back here, and then we're just all chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the conversation just flows.
And Phoebe even goes, oh, it's them.
Yeah. She's like, oh, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
I get some pets.
Yeah.
They keep ignoring me. I get pets now.
I get pets from Pastor Jimmy.
Where is the dog? Oh, she's over there.
She's
okay.
under here. Yeah, okay. She's good. And of course, she's a little worried tonight because when we came back, this horrendous storm hit us and the power just kept going off and on. And it wouldn't quite stay off long enough for the generator to kick in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everything's rebooting, everything's restarting, except for, you know, the studio has some backup power supply.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, we'll talk about Friday night, but you know, I wanted to talk about, we had to have a meeting.
What?
We had a meeting, you and me, at the dinner table.
We did?
Yeah.
Well,
it was in the newsletter. I had to call a meeting. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Cause I feel like somebody's not pulling their weight around here.
Yeah.
And would be you.
Yeah. And what was the exact complaint? Excuse me. I need my HR representative to be here to hear this so that, you know, that's for your protection as well as for mine. So you don't get, you know, so I don't sue you.
She's laying on the floor right behind you.
Oh, that's my lawyer. That's my HR department.
The HR manager.
Okay. Okay.
I said, how many things are on your list? And you go, I have enough.
I said,
how many? Yeah. You're like, two.
Yeah.
I go, I feel like I'm pulling the show here with my list. And you go, I could talk for 40 minutes on anything.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. And, you know, so, yes. I mean, nowhere was it written that
you need to step up your game a little.
Nowhere was it. Okay. Here's the basic problem. You are so great. You do nothing wrong. I have no complaints. I have nothing to write. There's nothing to write down. It's like, it would all be the same. Tina's the best. She's just an angel. There's never anything to ever say anything about.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many things are on your list?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Can we now stop talking 20. About the list and just do the show? The whole point is, you know, it's like, I don't talk on my other shows. Like, oh, look at this list I got. Look how many clips I got. We just go with the flow, baby. Just making me sweat.
Which also brings me to, I had coffee with my girlfriend, Christy, on Friday. And I came home and I said to Adam, I go, you know, I had coffee with Christy and she was incredibly successful in the cosmetic world. And I'm like,
yeah, like really successful.
Yeah. And I'm listening to her story and I come home and I said to Adam, I go, yeah, I'm kind of thinking about what do I do? Like what kind of working?
Oh, and you I'm glad you asked. Not much.
You go, you're a podcaster. You work for me.
That's right. And don't you forget it. You got a job here. Everything's good. What's your problem? You're a successful podcaster.
You work for me.
It was kind of interesting because you had a bit of a, well, what have I really achieved in life? And I said, all right, sister, hold on a second. Stop. You said, this is one of the things I love so much about you. And remember, I was attracted to you for how skillful you were at marketing communications. And and the first thing I said was, where were you when I needed someone like you in my company? So mm-hmm. I never find anyone like you. And I said, in reviewing, just if you review your life, I mean, where you came from, okay. I mean, if you don't mind me saying, from Geary, Indiana, five sisters, five girls with one bathroom. That by itself, nightmare.
984 you know, square feet,
you know,
house.
Yeah, your dad, you know, who was a lounge singer, so we know that's poverty.
Yeah.
But also, first of all, and
scarcity.
But he also, you know, he did give you rhythm and music and, understanding.
We're going to talk about Father's Day, so don't go too much into that.
And you have a problem with when I'm just going down my list, I'm talking about stuff, and all of a sudden, okay. Who works for who around here?
You were talking about me.
Sorry, back to you. Back to you, Bob. And you pulled yourself out of that situation. I mean, you went to Chicago, you got a job that enabled you to go to college, go to university. Let's call it what it is. DePaul is a real university. You know, it's not like
it's not DeVry.
It's not Salem College either, no. Where I went for 3 months, my alma mater. You know, and you graduated marketing communications. You know, that's what you did. You ran marketing communications for several nonprofits, of which not to mention the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas. That was a massive deal. You raised millions of dollars, and then you married the Podfather. Yeah. So, I mean, your life is good. I've created a monster with the bell. Who gave you that bell again? Oh, that was Brandy.
That was Brandy.
Thanks, Brandy. Great idea.
No, I know. It was just, you know, it was.
You are the American dream incarnate.
As I was saying, yes. I mean, when I was listening to her story and she had articulated it so well and with such clarity, and then it made me just kind of sit back and think like, what's my story? So thank you. I appreciate that because yeah, I forget that. I forget that.
Remember this because you are, I'm telling you, you are the American dream. You are, it'd be better if you came in over on a ship and stayed at Ellis Island, then it would be complete.
Yeah.
Literally. And by the way, your parents did.
Yeah.
I mean, your parents, your dad was Mexican. My dad
crossed the border.
Illegally, probably.
Yeah, he was born in San Antonio, believe it or not.
Right. But he basically from immigrants, your mom, Lithuanian, immigrant. I mean, this is not to be underestimated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So be proud. Be loud. Be proud.
Thank you, baby.
Stand tall, young woman.
Yes. But talking about childhood, we were talking about this last night with Jimmy and Annette about scarcity and how scarcity affects me immensely because our power went out. Our power went. So two things, our power went out and our generator kicked in, and the generator is fueled by our propane.
Yeah. 500 gallon tank.
And so,
and this was 2.5 hours on a Thursday morning, by the way. If I don't use the word often, awesome. It was awesome. Even the air conditioning stayed on.
It was seamless the way it kicked on and kicked
off.
Pretty
much seamless. The internet stayed on. You know, our life continued as normal. It was beautiful. That's what we paid the money for, to have that moment and any moment like that going forward.
And so because of scarcity growing up, not having a phone, not having a car, running out of soap, running out of toilet paper, not having food. I mean, I just, so I, I buy in abundance.
I need a violin sound.
That's why we never ran out of toilet paper during COVID, because we were stocked up.
Oh, that was you. You started that whole thing.
So when the generator kicked in, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to run out of propane. Adam's like, it's okay. It doesn't burn a lot. I go, it's going to run out. So sure enough, the power kicks back out. I call the propane company. Hey, can you come fill us up? They're like, you're at 70%. I'm like, can you top it off?
They can't go higher than like 75 or 80. You know, they need to leave room for expansion.
And so then Monday.
But the girl on the phone understood.
Yes.
She understood what you're like, yeah, I get it. Was it a girl or a guy or whoever it was? Yeah, he's like, I get you.
He goes, oh, yeah, your generator? Yeah, okay, we'll get out there. They were out the next day.
Seriously, we can, with that, if it's full, so on you know, 500 gallons, but I guess it's like 400 gallons that's really full. I've calculated we can go for 3 weeks. If we turn the air off, we could go over a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could really go...
But that,
quite a long
that
time.
Brought it into full view. And then the second thing that happened brought it into full view for me about the scarcity trauma. And Annette's like, you need to work on that.
What was the second thing?
Driving home from her house on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. This is I have this on my list. Oh, we have a double list
well,
entry.
Here, why don't you go and talk about it?
Well, you're not going to like it.
Oh. Let's hear it.
All right. So twice now.
Yes.
It has happened where... You have called me, and I'll just do the second one. So explain what happened, and then I will explain how you called and what my list item is.
Okay. So I drive out to Annette's house to walk the hills. And so I drove out there on Monday. And to get to her house, it's highway, but sometimes it's just one,
yeah, 70
one
miles
lane
an
going
hour.
Each direction.
Yeah, 70 miles an hour.
There are passing lanes, but you know, there are sections where it's just one lane. So there was a horrific accident. Horrific. It had somebody
five people died.
Disregarded the no passing line and hit another car head on. Well, the whole highway was shut down, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure how to get home because I'm not used to the Texas roads out here. And I had just grabbed my driver's license. I didn't even grab any cash. And so
Let's stop right there.
Okay.
I don't know where this comes from because this makes no sense with your scarcity complex. When I leave the house, I have cash. I have my credit card. I have my driver's license. I have my pistol. I have, you know, I have my vape. Vape is filled because I don't want to be anywhere without enough vape juice.
Yes, I know.
I mean, I prepare to leave no matter how short the journey is. I have gym shoes in the back of my car just in case, and dance shoes because you never know when I need to strike up a little dance.
Those dance shoes have been in your car for two and a half years since COVID. I know. 3.5 years.
But you know, you might want to dance. Like, hold on, baby, just put my shoes on. I'm good to go. Here we go. Night fever. And can you explain that to me? Why would you leave the house without any money or any? I also have my Bitcoin with me. I mean, I'm prepared.
Okay. It was early in the morning. I left at 6:40, and usually I grab a 20 and just throw a 20 in because I don't take my whole purse because I'm just take my phone.
But why
my
can't
keys.
You take a credit card? Isn't that easier than a 20? I mean,
you
limit yourself.
This had to happen for me to realize that I need to do that.
Do you need a different kind of, carrying a receptacle for when you just leave the house?
No.
Because I will say I don't have to take a purse, although, man, I'd love a Louis.
Oh, well, let's get you one. I have somebody who could hook you
strap
up.
Over. No. One of those, you know, like all the hip hop guys have. They got like the Louis Vuitton across the shoulder.
I'll get you gun wrap too in LV.
Stop teasing me now.
So anyway, so I'm heading home after we walk. Actually, Annette and I heard the sirens and we're like, ooh, that doesn't sound good. And sure enough, I came and it was at a standstill. And so I call you and you could take it from there.
Okay. So, now
you might need to pour me more champagne.
When Tina calls
this.
And this happened twice in the span of a week, I will only do this one. So when I see the phone going, actually, I was walking the dog, I'm saying my prayers.
Thank you.
Because that's what I do. Phoebe and I, we do our prayers together. Mm-hmm. One of them is, please, Lord, let her poop. Sometimes. It works. Prayer works, let me tell you. And so we're walking, and I hear pling, and I'm like...
Oh, it wasn't her poop?
No, that was my... That was because I only have my light phone with me. Because, you know, it's like... but I have... I even to walk the dog, I take my light phone, just a little communication, whatever. Blink. I'm like... I'm not quite sure who that is, but, you know, it's pretty early.
I got my light phone.
And I hear blink again. And at this, and I'm literally in the middle of prayer. And then it rings. I'm like, Lord, excuse me for a second. It might be a bigger name on the other line. And so no matter what happens, if I call you, I'll be like, hey, babe, let me tell you what's going on. That's how I start my conversation. Now, this has happened twice now. Tina goes, so let me tell you what's going on. I have no money. And this is my quarter tank of gas. And again, I'm like, I don't know how to get home. There's no lead in. It's just panic. It's like 100 miles an hour of panic. And so now I'm in a good vibe here because I'm like, I put God on hold. I'm like, hold on a second, Lord. And but it was interesting because I had total peace and serenity. I'm like, okay, you have a quarter tank of gas? Yes, I have. You can drive to Austin. Somewhere in your car tells you can drive about 160 miles on the quarter tank of gas. But you were panicked, so I understood. It's just, it's interesting. Your telephone etiquette, you don't have it. It's not like, hi. And it happened. I don't remember what it was. It was something else. Like, oh, so listen to this.
When the picture didn't show up on the website.
Oh, yes. That's right. You know, and what was I doing?
You were driving home from.
I was driving. I'm driving like I can do something. And of course, I have my light phone. That's all. I don't have like a whole setup to do resizing the pictures on Substack. And I'm like, hey, babe. So listen to this. This image won't resize. So it's interesting. You have no etiquette. I know you're a polite person, but why?
I think, you know how my daughters sometimes just collapse into me when they're stressed? I think I collapse into you. I think that's what it is.
And it's okay.
And it all stems from the scarcity thing. Of course I had enough gas to get home. Of course I did, you know? But you had my gun.
You collapsed.
But I collapsed.
What are you going to do, hold up the gas station? Hey, man, give me some juice. I got a gun. Give me some gas.
But I think that's what it is. It's like I just collapse into you and I'm like, I just need you to save me or talk me off the ledge.
I got you off real quick.
And I'm not a panicky person. I'm real.
What? What? What are you saying? No, not a panic. It's more like a spiral. It's like down the drain.
Thank you for putting up with me.
Oh, no, of course. It was on my list to mention because I thought it would be funny to just give everyone the play-by-play of how that went.
Yes.
And anyway, so, and then it's okay. So I'll go in, I'll check the map and see, you know, what the traffic's like. And, you know, and it was, of course, I could see right away. I got a text dot and everything. So I get the real-time date. I'm like, this is bad. And yet at that point, you already turned around.
Yeah, because Annette told me where to go. Yeah. She's like, go to 10, take 10, go through Kerrville. So, yeah.
And and the good news was the Lord was still there when I picked up that line. Sorry, Lord.
Nice.
Let me get back to you.
So I've been walking with Annette. So I'm walking with her.
And this is not just walking. You're going
walking hills.
18-19% incline hills.
I don't know what the incline is, but we're doing 4 miles. Serious. We're doing a little over 4 miles.
And man,
in about
your
an
butt
hour.
Is popping. Just
well,
saying.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay, I do.
So we're walking, and so I was...
Can I just say something?
Yeah. Thanks, babe. Now that everybody knows...
Well, what else are you doing it for? You're not doing it for your health.
But...
You're doing it for your man.
I'm doing it for my man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Twerk.
Okay, hold on. Let me take my headphones off. So I'm walking with Annette, and I brought up my birthday, and I said, they're going to go to dinner with us on my birthday. And I said, yeah, Adam asked me what I want. And she said, and I said, I don't really need anything or want anything. She goes, yeah. She goes, well, I got one of your gifts, but this is where the contaminating your friends came in that I put in the newsletter. She goes, yeah, I turned to Jimmy and I said, what should I get Tina for her birthday? And he goes, I don't know. Why don't you ask ChatGPT? I go, what?
Wow, I'm so good. I've got Jimmy completely chat GPT. I've got him all in that. That's hilarious.
Oh, that's going hilarious. On my list. He's contaminated your husband.
I must say that Jimmy and I, we're on a mission together. We have recognized that this whole AI thing is, of course, bull crap. But the chat GPT, the LLM, the large language model, it's really a tool like Photoshop. It's a tool for language and for writing. For,
what should I get Tina Curry for her birthday?
That is clearly he needs a little reschooling on what is going on with the chat GPT.
Why don't you ask chat GPT?
Yeah, it's actually, it's borderline rude now that I think about it.
No, I'm sure.
But we have. He was probably heads down into chat GPT because we've been going back and forth about the stuff you can do with it. Because, you know, one thing that chat GPT has is every single version of scripture.
Yes.
And so you can get interesting things out of it and you can tell it to compare things. And so that's why his head was there.
Yeah.
But I'll have a chat with him. Yeah, that was.
I thought that was funny.
Hilarious.
And then I remember you were saying, we were talking about your birthday and you're like, yeah, I'm going to be 60 in 2 years. And I go, baby, you're going to be 60 in 14 months, not that 2 years.
That kind of hit hard, you know? It's like,
oh, please.
I mean, I plan to live to 98. That's what most of the Curry men, they do pretty good.
Yeah, so you got about 38 more years. 39 more years. You'll make it.
Give or take.
Yeah, yeah.
That's short. That's short.
We're gonna make them vibrant, though.
And I feel so good, though. Especially now that I've been working out.
Let's hear it, baby.
Going into, is this week three now? Yes, this is week three.
Yeah.
Week three. So three times a week, I've been doing the mirror, which was a gift I gave to you, the gift that keeps on giving to myself.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
which you kind of abandoned.
Yes, I do. I do Kira Stokes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's harder for me.
You know, and I think the reason why you abandoned it is because we had connectivity issues and it wouldn't work right.
Well, yes, because I would get in the mindset I have to work out then I go to turn it on. It wouldn't turn on. So, I was like,
right. So I'll just tell you now that this thing, now we have all that solved. I literally open up the app. The mirror comes to life right away. I mean, it's real. It works. It's real fast.
And
it's worth
you
trying.
You are very diligent. I am very proud of you.
I am loving it.
But you got to stop asking people to touch your biceps.
They have grown.
Yes.
You have to admit there's a little bit of definition going on.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
And I see, of course, I'm
You're always posturing.
Flexing, posturing. Yeah.
And so then the big news is that Adam decided that he wants to get a tattoo.
The big news?
Yes. And he told me, though, he can't put it on his bicep because it will stretch.
Yeah, we don't want it to stretch out. We have to do that at a later date. Yes.
You said it. I didn't say it. I just write, hey, listen, I'm the talent. I'm keeping the show going.
Yeah. No, I'm still working on it.
You want the armor of God.
That would be my, yes. And of course, if you ask chat GPT for armor of God tattoo, no, it doesn't do stuff like that. But if you Google it, I mean, people have like entire breastplate and they got whole shoulder harnesses and like, yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
You're talking about like a little dainty one.
No, it's not about dainty. It's just I don't necessarily want swords and eagles and, you know, I don't know what I want yet. But it's obviously the armor of God. Ephesians. Mm-hmm. I have it here.
Yes.
I have a little emblem here.
Yeah.
That feels kind of like I identify with that because on show days when I'm praying, walking the dog, I talk about putting on the armor of God because I need that because I'm going out and, you know, I'm doing a form of battle.
You know, when I was complaining about my tongue burning, the woman goes, you know, the tongue is the strongest muscle in your body. I go, and it can create the most damage.
Whoa. Yeah. Did she get it?
I don't think so.
Did you also say it can be the rudder of destiny?
No, I didn't. I don't know scripture as well as you do.
Well, it can be a rudder to steer a big ship, but I made the rudder of destiny myself. Yes. I made that up myself.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The rudder. The destiny is the destiny of No Agenda Nation and Vineyard Nation. And if I can just move it 1 degree to the left, so we don't hit that big iceberg, then I'll be successful in life. My thinking.
There you go. Yeah. Thinking. So yeah. If anybody's got any creative ideas for an armor of God, I could always ask Ellen to design something.
I would love to see a design from her. Sure.
I'll ask Ellen's my daughter. Yeah. I'll ask her. So speaking of the power of prayer, we
Oh my goodness.
Do you want to talk about this? Go ahead.
Yes, no, please. No, you go.
No, you.
Your voice is so sweet to listen to.
I've been talking a lot. I'm a little parched. Go ahead.
Okay, drink.
Okay.
Our good friend Mark Hall. Mark Hall, who, as we all know, is in cinema. Mark makes film.
Yes.
He makes documentary films. Now, he's also a import-export lawyer, all shady business, Panama. I mean, I don't really know what he's doing. We love Mark. I've known Mark
longer. We have a lot of friends like that. Like, we don't really know what they do.
Not important.
Like, we don't know what Gene does. We don't know what Fred and Frida do.
Don't ask, don't tell. We love them. They're fun. They're good people. Christians, I think almost all of them.
Yeah.
And so Mark Hall, now he had been here. I don't know if we talked about that. We were doing the show then when he came here with his cute little dog, Laddie.
That's when Laddie was a puppy, yes. Yeah, and Phoebe was not happy.
Phoebe, this is pre-lobotomy. So yes. Phoebe was not happy, even though she wouldn't be happy with any dog. She's just not a social dog in her house.
Yeah.
And what kind of dog is it?
Like a little Lassie dog, whatever, they have a name, some sort of a cutest shepherd.
Cutest dog.
And I don't know. And
Mark is, he loves his dog. It's his baby.
Yeah.
And he's single. So at least as far as we know, he's single. At least there's no one living in his house except for Laddie. And they
live in Leander, which is kind of a, he lives on the water, on the lake.
Yeah, with a big slope down to the lake. Yeah, and it's kind of wild.
It's not like a subdivision. It's like a hilly part of town. It's a
hilljack country. Yeah.
Oh, honey, that's your mouth.
And so on that storm Friday, we've had a couple of massive storms, really, really crazy. Laddie escapes, runs away. And Laddie's gone for, now he tells us what, Sunday?
He texted me on Sunday and said, hey, can you pray for Laddie?
Had been gone Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. And the dog also has some medical issues. He was having some seizures, although that was over, but you know, and it's just, he's a little dog, you know.
And he was chipped and he had an Apple AirTag on him.
Poor dog. Apple AirTag.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. And so he says, we are heartbroken to hear this. Cause like 2 days and
I'm thinking he's not going to survive that storm. He's not. I was in Walmart and I got the text message. I stopped right in Walmart and prayed for Mark and prayed for Laddie.
Yeah. And you came home, you tell me, and I prayed day and night. And I told Jimmy about this. I said, because I believe if you're specific, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you can say exactly what you want. So said, please help Laddie find his way home. And if he's dead, bring him back to life and help him find his way home. I meant that. I don't think that's beyond the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And man, was it Monday night?
Monday afternoon.
The Apple AirTag pings. He's like half a mile away. Mark went out and got him, and he's a little dirty, a little hungry,
hot, thirsty. Because
it
was, and that was what Mark was saying, is that it's getting hot. It was 105 degrees.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's not looking good. Yeah. And you even said, when I told you about it, you go, I have a good feeling about this.
I didn't.
That's what you said. Yeah.
I said, I don't know. I just feel good about it. But we were praying a lot.
Oh my gosh. My heart was broken knowing that.
What power is that, man? Right? That was pretty good. I mean, this dog, 3 days. There's no way. There's no way.
I know. It was great. It was such a great.
That was.
Yes. Story ending for sure.
Happy ending.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, and going right into, you know, I'm doing my Bible recap.
How's your champagne?
It's good.
Do you need more?
I got half a glass here.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I love you.
Huh. I love you.
Hey man, you're my best friend. It reminds me of good times.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. This is how I lured you into my trap.
Yes, into your lair.
With the Veuve champagne.
Two bottles of Louvre.
Louvre? How many bottles? A Louvre? Is that a combo between Veuve and Louvre? What is going on here?
The Louvre is in Paris, actually.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
You took me there, too.
Okay. I did. We didn't go to the Louvre.
Not to the Louvre,
no,
but to Paris.
We went to a better museum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Anyway, so I'm doing the Bible recap with Julie. And so we send her God shots every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one stuck out for me. And so I wanted to read it.
Oh, we have a recital on the show.
Yes.
Nice. I like it.
So it's Proverbs 15, verse 17. And she said, this stuck out. She said, this is what stuck out to her. And it is, better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred. And she said,
amen.
She said, I've been at fancy dinners that went south because of a harsh word or hurt feeling. And I've had Chinese food out of boxes at a rest stop that were sweeter and more intimate because they were steeped in love. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me of that. And I just started thinking about, you know, of late what had happened on New Year's Eve, you know, about what happened on New Year's Eve, about the comment being made about Christians.
I think
about that and I'm like, oh my, you know, that was such an elegant dinner, but that one harsh word negated. Oh,
interesting.
And it just got me thinking about all the wonderful, like simple meals that we've had together and with friends. And, you know, it's so true. Isn't that a good one?
For every single time that a friend or someone I knew very well, who was very, very wealthy, would say to me, man, some of my happiest times were when I had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a dollar for every single time I've heard that, it's mm-hmm. really, really true. But also that's Ecclesiastes. I got it now. Ecclesiastes.
Yes, because I saw somebody sent you the phonetic.
I knew it. It was just, I was testing everybody. See if y'all knew it.
I knew it.
I did it again at dinner with Jimmy. So I was talking,
did your teeth fall?
No. Ecclesiastes, which of course is about Solomon, who, you know, has all this wealth and builds all the,
Read the book. Yeah.
At the end he goes, is that all there is? Without God, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's just so, I've seen so many and also in that, it's like you can't really pass it on. Yeah, you can say, this is for my heirs, for my kids. But when they haven't worked for it, they screw it up. And I've seen that. It's like Succession. It's so true.
Yes, I know.
The kids are always, they turn out, I've never seen it turn out well.
Yeah.
Whether it's been princes, who I know some princes. Princesses.
Yes, we know the queen flipped her hair at you. We know the story.
Yeah, I don't know her children, but I know the king and the king's brothers, you know, they're princes.
The queen.
No, the queen. Can I help with the queens love me? What can I say?
I know.
Maxima.
You're so filled with charisma.
Charisma. That's right, baby. No, but they always get screwed up by it. You can set your watch by it. It's really, that's why Operation Spend Down. Our kids are getting like, here's half a Bitcoin. All right. Enjoy yourself. We're dead. We out. See you in heaven.
Shari. Go through our papers. And Adam's electronics.
That's right.
Fun.
Oh yeah. Enjoy those wires.
Have fun. They don't work, but they don't work.
A lot of wires that are just wires.
Yeah.
Don't connect to anything.
Yes. So yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. Wasn't that cool?
That's a very good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we have our trip all scheduled and all, I think, pretty much good to go.
Pretty much.
Very exciting. You know, of course. And I really love that people are hearing this and like Sir Kaz, he's like, hey, we're in Spain. You know, we're inviting you over here and you can spend all this time. It's like people are going to invite us to hang out with them.
Hey, I need something to do while you're working.
He's not exactly nearby. Okay. Spain is pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah. And we will be doing Karine the Keeper.
Yes.
While we're there. And so we'll be seeing some family and seeing some friends, some old friends.
I wanted to segue to dinner at Catherine and Brian's on Friday night.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So we had a...
Explain who Catherine and Brian are.
I met Catherine, about a year and a half ago. And she is just a precious friend now. I just love her. And I met her husband, Brian, the same time you did. And you two hit it off because you have a lot in common. And
oh, yeah. We're nerds.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had such a lovely, lovely time. And Catherine's mom is the one that made the bone broth for you.
Yep.
Catherine made soup too, and Brian made that chicken turmeric soup for you. But
they basically kept me alive while you just heated it up.
We all had our part.
We all played a part. Well, you did drive to pick it up.
I did.
You did twice.
I did. Yeah, you did. Twice. I did. Yeah. And so, so we're sitting at the table.
Oh,
and,
yeah. This was Friday night before Father's Day, Day weekend.
Yes. Yep. And she and Catherine gave all the men this beautiful crystal.
It's her dad, Doug, was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bracelets, which is really lovely.
Really, really cool. Very touching.
And I love that we all said prayers too. That was really nice. Mm-hmm. But Catherine made this anchovy dish. And so I take it and I put a little.
Okay.
And I give it to Adam and he puts half the serving dish on it. I go, baby, nope, nobody else has got any. You took too much.
I'm like, should I put some back? You're like, no, you can't do that. I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, someone hands me, like, yeah, I'll put some on my plate.
You're like clopping it on your plate.
And it was anchovies, which I'm a marginal fan of. But this was actually quite good. But man,
you loved them.
It puckered me up. I was like,
it was very salty.
I'm going to eat every single anchovy bit here on my plate.
You had a lot of it.
I'm embarrassed. What can I tell you?
That was fine.
At least I didn't spill anything on their white chairs. That's what I was most worried about. I'm like, oh, you got white chairs.
Because we know you're Mr. Spot.
Mr. Spot. Yeah. It's like, oops, sorry. Like, yeah. Oh, ketchup. In fact, the ketchup came out really quick. Like, oh.
There was ketchup?
Yeah, for the potatoes.
Oh, for the potatoes.
Yeah, put a little potato
on. So we start talking about the jacket, the famous jacket.
Man.
And Catherine's mom goes, I'm team Adam.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. That's right.
What?
Kathy is, of course she's team Adam. You know, when she was in the hospital, she was listening to me.
Yes, she loves you. I love her too.
She's a cool lady.
She's a doll.
Very cool.
Both of them are angels, just angels. So
yeah, she may actually be an angel.
She took your side, no problem at all.
That's right.
I heard you, Kathy.
And then I modeled it yesterday for Jimmy and Annette. And Jimmy's like, yeah, man, that's pretty cool. It's got
pockets.
And you
keep going, look, it's the Air Force logo.
Air Force One logo.
Jimmy did say it was a members only jacket.
I know. I was a little disappointed, Jimmy.
I think he's team Tina, actually.
Well, seeing as y'all are like all crazy in traffic, yes, you are a bit team the same crazy in traffic people.
Oh my
gosh.
You are. So funny.
Nothing
so
but I can
they're
do
going
about
on
that.
Their sabbatical. Starting real soon.
That's exciting for them.
Yeah.
That's exciting for them.
Jimmy's been detoxing, social media detoxing. He's been leaving his phone like in the car.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about you yet in that regard since.
What do you want to know? I'm open book.
Well,
I need more champagne though.
Oh, yes, of course, darling. Bubbly coming up.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, bartender.
I'm so sorry. I was a little lax on that. So, you know, this all started. Tina's going to do a social media detox for the month of June. And that's when I said, you know, this is when I'm going to show you what I'm really made of. And I'm going to show you how thick my neck gets and how big my biceps are going to be.
Neck. Let me see. Oh,
there you go. No, it'll take a little bit longer than that. But today I did like real heavy weights and everything. So I was like, oh, in fact, my left leg hurts a little bit. I don't know what's going on. My left leg.
Did you even use your legs?
Yeah. I use my legs. My leg hurt. They got hairy legs. And, and so, you know, I'm like, you know, this is good. You know, and you're very encouraging.
Yes.
Like you need to go to 30 minutes and heavy weights. And of course I'm like, cause I'm going to keep going for the rest of my life. I'm going to keep doing this. So what are you going to do after 30 days of not being on Twitter and Facebag? I mean, Insta.
Okay.
May I make an observation first?
Yes.
You've basically replaced your
that is not true.
You've replaced your jolt with anything you can get. You're like, as long as you can, like, oh, so I got a Rumble video. Oh, yeah, watch. Yeah. Or someone will text you something. Oh, yeah, I got something to watch. You have FOMO.
That is not true.
Foxtrot Oscar Mike Oscar. You've got FOMO. You're like, I don't know what's going on in the world. I said, there's nothing. Have you even heard about the submarine?
Yes.
Who cares? This is like the whole world is crashing down around us. They're dividing up Ukraine amongst all the countries and companies. And everyone here is like, oh, there's people in the submarine. Oh, who are they trying to kill? One of those must be a billionaire.
I saw it on Apple News. Let me just tell you something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad it's not me, but
the thing that I've been spending most time on are podcasts, something that you invented. But I'm very selective on what I
and that's to and that's fine. But, that's fine.
So what am I going to do? I'm going to set a time limit.
What do you really miss? I mean,
I just like it. I like the stories. I like getting information. I like new recipes. I like new workouts. I like the holistic medicine.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
And then on Twitter, it's my news feed. So I have to find an alternative source for news feed. Yeah. So what do you write now?
I was an idea I had earlier today that I wanted to do with ChatGPT, and it just came back to
brother.
Me.
I'm sorry.
It's a linguistic experiment.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
That's why you don't talk to me that much anymore, because of ChatGPT.
Bull crap. By the way, I did write an article for Bitcoin Magazine.
Using ChatGPT.
Yes. I did my own outline. I gave it, you know, a whole bunch of parameters, and then I said, write it. And then it was flowery, so, you know, I had to strip it all down. And I would like you to, you know, I'd like to pull it through the Tina wash.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like you to, you know, be open about this process that I'm using, because, you know, it's like Photoshop for words. I know it hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
It's burning a searing hole in my heart.
It's probably the same when people say, oh, we're going to use AI for show notes for podcasts. I'm like, dude, do your own show notes. I mean, I get it.
You know how you feel about people who listen to podcasts at 2x the speed?
Yes, or even
1.3.
That's
how I feel about ChatGPT writing a story. That's how I feel.
I can understand that. Yeah, I can understand. Yeah.
So back to me.
I'm so sorry. What a faux pas.
Mm-hmm. I think that I'm going to do a time limit because I do enjoy it. I do.
But a time limit on all screen time, or because you've only gone down maybe a couple hours.
I've gone down 83%
on
screen time. Wow. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't go on YouTube that much. And I was just watching.
I didn't say that.
I never watched Glenn Greenwald, but I was watching his Rumble the other day.
Yeah.
And I listen to podcasts. So
that's cool.
I'm going to limit my time because it's futile for me to have done this and not. Well, it is definitely an addiction, though.
Because here's what you said. It was, I forget even what it was. Oh, it was Joe Rogan's challenge to Hotep Hotez.
Yes.
And you're like, oh man, I wish I could see the libs melting down right now on Twitter. I miss it so much. And that was like, wow, man. And interestingly enough, like, there isn't that much. It's kind of, maybe it's just me, but it doesn't look like people are kind of, I think we've had peak social media.
Maybe.
People are little, I mean, it never goes away.
Maybe.
And there's always, you know, stuff that trends, but I'm not seeing the fighting that much.
Yeah.
People don't seem to. And by the way, if I may say.
Yes.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is ringing my bell. He's talking about these things, about how, I just need to say it because he's the first person in public eye who's saying, we got to stop this.
Like, wait a minute. I agree.
Yeah.
I've got my eye on him too, for sure. His interview with Joe Rogan
was phenomenal.
You need to watch it if you haven't watched it.
That was pretty good.
Definitely it's worth it.
That was pretty good.
But yes, no, it's not all going to be for naught. I'm definitely going to make changes. So, I'm busy now. I've got something every day of the week that I'm doing. Yeah, so I'm busy.
True.
But I wanted to say I'm really impressed that Jimmy preparing for his sabbatical is pre-gaming. He's pre-gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is
the best way to do it, because you can't go from 100 to zero.
No.
The one thing, though, and kind of what reminds me of you is his alarm clock that he just bought, which projects the time on the ceiling. See,
he was telling me about, you know, hey, man, I'm so proud of myself. I left it in the car. I'm not looking at it and doing all this and that. I bought an alarm clock. I'm like, wow, he bought an alarm clock. He neglected to say it was the one that projects the. I mean, I could have said, dude, you brought one of those into the bedroom. Chicks don't dig that, man. They do not like. I mean, it's cool. Dudes are like, hey, man, chicks. I can see what time it is on the ceiling. That's the best. I can change it from green to red. Ugh. No, chicks don't want that. They want no.
So then
no,
Annette
no.
brought it up like, yeah, the lights up on the ceiling.
I can see that going wrong.
You know, that reminds me of Adam, who all of a sudden wakes up at 3:00 in the morning, decides he's going to read scripture with the bright light coming from his phone.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm in dark mode.
Projects a light. I need a mask.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I need a full face mask.
You need like a Biden Hold on. Oh, and we
got, what happened?
I don't know. That was weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was weird.
You broke it.
I didn't.
Let's thank some people.
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
You make me laugh, guys, right? You make me laugh.
We got to hear from those Coke Suckers now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
to people. The Coke Suckers.
What do you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
Value for value is what it's all about. You won't hear any advertisements, no dynamically inserted ads, no creepy commercial messages, no host reads. No, if there's anything that we say or do that brings you value, could be a laugh, could be anything.
Value and joy.
Yes, return it to us in time, talent, or treasure.
Yes.
And you can go to our donation page at curryandthekeeper.com for more explanation. But we have a couple ways to do that. One is through our PayPal, which is old school, you know, fiat fund coupons. But where we also like people to get into the new podcasting 2.0, get a modern podcast app. Really, I'd like you to do that. And there's a whole bunch of them that work really well. If you're brand new to it, try Fountain. You can get an iOS on Android. But there's others like Podverse and some other really good ones. If you want a real Mac, you know, Apple feel, Castomatic. What's cool about Fountain is that you can actually listen to all your podcasts on that, and you can earn Satoshis, which is little bits of Bitcoin, and then you can send those to a podcast that you like through either by listening to it or by sending a boost or a boostagram. Now you could send it to Living Up in a Down World, but we prefer you send it to Curry the Keeper, honestly.
We share the wealth.
We're just a little competitive. So we have our executive and associate executive producers. We have, we have three executive producers.
Wow,
yeah, we do.
So cool.
That's right. The first one, which was an on-the-spot donation in cash, which is always appreciated. We'll take cash. We'll take checks. We have a P.O. box. We'll take gold coins. We'll take IOUs, I guess. Sir by His Grace, $100, right on the spot on Main Street in Fredericksburg. That was very much appreciated. Really.
Oh my gosh.
Really, very, very sweet.
He is so
along
lovely.
With six bottles of wine, I might add.
He's so lovely.
Which is also, that's also a lot of treasure right
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. Sir by His Grace. Did you say his name?
I did. Sir by His Grace. Yes. And Michael Anastasio came in on PayPal with $100.
Again, Michael's our first.
He's our first Salmonier.
Salmonier. We decided that we were calling them Salmoniers.
Salmoniers, yes. Even though we write it Sommelier.
It's Salmonier.
The parlance is Salmonier.
Yes. Because even David goes, here's a donation towards my Salmonier. I'm like, I guess it's sticking.
Salmonier is sticking, yes. And that'll be our code because people are like, you're not pronouncing it right. Oh, yes, you are.
Salmonier.
Yes, you are. Salmonier.
So Michael sent me an email and he said, he got the sippy cups. He got the wine glasses.
Yes. And he sent pictures.
He sent me pictures of the unboxing and mm-hmm. pictures. And I put it in the newsletter.
Oh, he did an unboxing. Yeah,
yes.
Cool.
And I put it in the newsletter mm-hmm. and he said, we have to converse more. Sweet baby Jesus. You are going to go broke just shipping and packing expenses. And I haven't even opened the box yet. I have a few thoughts on how to reduce the overhead. Do forgive the short answer. Dinner is up. And I said, I sent it out so quick because I wanted to get it out before the
last
Wednesday.
You ordered the special boxes. You had the nice tissue paper, Curry and the Keeper tissue paper.
Yes.
You had the personalized note.
See, you two can have that too.
This is true.
If you become a Salmonier.
If you are a Salmonier.
A Salmonier. So then he sent me pictures and then he said, I now understand why Adam calls you his queen. The queen stands for quality. These vessels of joy are magnificent. And then he sent $100 to help cover the cost of the shipping, which was so kind.
Crazy.
I'm like, oh my gosh, in addition, he sent us wine. He sent us three bottles of wine. So, Michael, thank you.
Thank you
are
much.
Absolutely
and
so
he's
generous.
Already,
and
he's already on his way to a grand sommelier-ness.
Master sommelier.
Yeah, and which he'll get another two sippy cups.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much better. And he sent pictures of it with the wine in it and everything.
Yeah.
They're quality glasses.
So
they really are. They're nice.
So I sent out the newsletter with the picture, and then mm-hmm. somebody sent me a message on the newsletter and said, that wine in the background is phenomenal. So I don't remember what the wine was.
Oh, I have to look at the picture, which wine that was.
Oh, here, I'll tell you. Hold on.
I'm curious about that. While you're doing that, I shall read.
It was, I got it right here. It was Keenan Cabernet 2012 Cabernet Sauvignon.
Who gave that to us? Because we didn't buy it.
No, no, no.
That was Michael?
That was in Michael's picture with the curry and the keeper glasses. Oh,
yeah, dude's got some wine. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. It was real. So thank you so much.
Well-deserved salmon yeship.
You know what? I was very, you know, packaging is important to me. Like, you know, it's gotta be a joyous occasion.
I don't mind the extra expense. I mean, that's what made Apple so famous. You get an Apple product and you open that up and it's got, you know, the little white box and it has this and like, and, you know, it's not like some Android thing where the Google just kind of poops out into your hand. Yeah. No, this is beautiful.
He was very kind.
I'm glad you're doing. Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, shipping handling department over here.
Does he have a sommelier name? Do we have names?
We haven't talked about that. I'm still hello, Sir Brian. I'm still waiting for my tasting room jingle.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, dream on. definitely baller boost from Steve Webb. OG Godcaster Steve Webb. He comes in with 177,777 Satoshis. Yes, executive producer for this episode. And he says, this, and he sent this through Fountain. So it can be done. You can be an executive producer through Fountain. And of course, I've known Steve for 18 years, maybe something like that. I mean, he's truly one of the OG Godcasters.
When I went to the first, when you got the award at the Podcast Movement.
So that's 8 years ago?
Yes.
At least, yeah. He says, the lovely lady Leanne and I love you too.
Aww.
It's a joy listening in as you live authentic lives. By the way, Adam, Ecclesiastes is pronounced Ecclesiastes. Get ready for the promo. Find out more Bible pronunciations in my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, available on Amazon or at easybiblenamesguide.com.
Nice.
Easy Bible Names Guide, BibleNamesGuide.com. God bless Curry and the Keeper.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve.
And I have it on good authority that Steve Webb is nominated for a Spark Media Award.
Oh, how are they selected?
Well, the nominations? Well, yeah. I nominated it.
No, I mean, how are the winners selected?
There's some panel of incredibly important people.
Okay.
Who do I also believe Living Up in a Down World has been nominated.
Yes,
for,
I hear that.
Yes, for Best New Podcast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $50 came into the PayPal from Paul Webb with double B. I don't have a note from Paul.
I don't have a note either from Paul, but thank you.
Appreciate that. Associate Executive Producer, along with Nigel Ewan.
Is there an ability to do a note on PayPal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Definitely.
Thank you, Nigel.
Very much appreciated. Katie Trimble.
Yes.
She'll be an associate executive producer. $25.33. Magic number right there. Do you have something from Katie?
She's a recurring donor.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, so she was able to set that up.
Yes, she was able to set that up on PayPal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it is possible.
It is, yeah.
Okay, we got to figure out how she
I love the 33, Katie.
Oh, yeah. No, we know what's up. We know what's up with that.
Yep.
Then this is very interesting. We have not one, but two. We'll start with the first Striper boost. Ooh. 77,777 sats. That is an associate executive producership for Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, woohoo.
Mm-hmm. Adam, I'm with you on the buzz and hum. It's almost as frustrating as tinnitus, which some pronounce as tinnitus. Here's a Striper boost to say thanks to you and Tina for all you do to bring life, love, and faith to the masses. Keep your buckets leaky.
Yeah. Always.
Thank you, Jimmy. Pastor. Appreciate that.
We love you.
Then we have Ryan Tierney, a.k.a. Sir Doherty, also with a Striper boost. All the sevens. He said, I had to do a Striper boost so I could hear the new Striper jingle. Let me play one more time for you, man. There you go. One more time. Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
33,444. Very interesting. As he says, why does Tina always say Annette and Jimmy? But Adam always says Jimmy and Annette. Oh. Apparently, you people have your favorites. And let us not forget about our doggos. Credit this boost to Chevy Pruitt.
Aww.
We need our good boys at the head of the tasting room table next to Annette and Tina during the second tasting. For his charcuterie board, please include snozzages and spray can cheese. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
He's so creative. Thank you, Sir Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, and there he is with another 33,444.
Brian?
Is this, did we read this one? I don't. No, we read this one. I'm sorry. That's the one about his friend's bacon dog dying.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was from the last show. I'm sorry. Now, of course, we do have the delimiter here. 33,015 sats from Comic Strip Blogger. Howdy, Tina and AC. I kindly ask you to steer your audience towards www.csb.lol.
CSB.LOL.
Apparently, you can do a .LOL domain. There, they'll find cartoons I've hand-drawn on iPad, Surface Pro, Android devices, and Kindle Scribes.
Wow.
Enjoy, yo.
Wow, CSB. Thank you, CSB.
CSB.LOL. I haven't checked that out myself, but I will.
No AI.cooking anymore?
No, he and Gwoof have parted ways.
Oh.
Yeah, it was... I spit on my microphone. It's quite nasty what's in there. He made an announcement that, I don't know. It's Comic Strip Blogger.
Okay.
He's like Vegemite.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Well, it's a special, it's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste. Okay.
25,000 satoshis from Sol Ulfgar. Who says Sir Ulfgar here again to shamelessly promote my podcast, Faithful Dialogues, which is found at faithfuldialogues.com. I'm sending this to you on Father's Day after recording a special episode. So happy Father's Day to you, Adam. Thank you for your courage. My dad, Richard, died of cancer 10 years ago. He was my best friend and he's a man of faith. So I know he will get to spend eternity praising God with him. I'm very thankful to you both and your podcast for inspiring me. God bless you, Adam and Tina. He says, please repeat plug, faithfuldialogues.com.
Faithfuldialogues.com. Is it dialogue or dialogues?
Dialogues.
Plural.
Well, yeah, so it's faithful, D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E-S, faithfuldialogues.com. Then we have Ups Chris, or UPS Chris, I guess.
Ups Chris.
Well, it's written together. UPS Chris. Actually, I got a note from UPS Chris.
That must be decanted, right?
I think he needs to be decanted. UPS Chris.
Been decanted.
When you send the notes and you need to tell us whether you need to be decanted
or not. And you ask for a decanting.
Yes.
By the way, he sends a nice row of ducks, 22,222, all the twos. He says, in the evening. In the evening, Adam and Tina, thank you for the value you provide from simply sitting down and sharing a conversation about your life. We all need a little more intimate connection in these times.
Aww.
You two and with Pastor Jimmy and Annette have inspired me to start building back my relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love that.
He says, keep spreading the love, cork soakers.
Oh, love it.
He is a UPS driver.
Nice.
He sent me
a whole
boots on the ground of what's going on with their strike and everything. Yeah, that's right. Cool dude. Let me see. Did we do Dirty Jersey Whore?
Nope.
19,760 sats.
We haven't heard from him. Hope you're doing well.
He says, was the Bible received as a gift that y'all mentioned previously? I have a good friend getting baptized this Saturday. I'd like to get him a good study Bible. Y'all be good. So he wants to know it was a gift. It was from Sir by His Grace.
Yes.
And it's which Bible is it?
It's the, hold on. I will.
Really? You don't know that by heart? It's a life studies Bible.
Like, put me on the spot.
It's the life studies
Bible. It's the life application study Bible.
That's what I said. Life application studies Bible. Yes.
Study, not studies. Study.
Life application study Bible.
Yes. And it's excellent.
It's dynamite.
Excellent. Yeah. Yes.
It's really, really cool. Yes. I guess you can get it online. I presume you can
Amazon.
Order it. Yeah. Oh, really?
Amazon.
Yeah. Amazonio. Then we have Pastor Combsy. Pastor Combsy with 77,777. Yes, I think it's a decanting. I have not heard of him yet.
You've been decanted.
And so 7777, a holy boost to Curry and the Keeper. I'm currently on a 2-month sabbatical from the church I've served for 10 years.
Wow.
This weekly show has been a blessing. All glory to Christ.
Aww.
Wow. All right.
That's so cool.
All the pastors come to Curry and the Keeper on their sabbatical. It's where you hang out. Exactly. Billy Bones. Billy Bones, man. He's a no agenda staple. Billy Bones.
I don't think that's the first time
I think he also needs a decanting. 34-38.
Been decanted.
And he says, you two make great company.
Aww.
Thank you for your courage and passion.
Thank you.
Very nice. Richard Dutch, 3,000. He says, super show. And
Richard's new, too.
People, let us know if you're new so we can decant you properly.
Yeah, been decanted.
Exactly. A great showing. What an enormous amount of value we got back.
We got a paid new subscriber on Curry and the Keeper through the Substack.
Oh, on the Substack.
Which
perfect.
Cutie Patootie. Cutie?
Patootie?
No.
Cutie, Tootie, Patootie, Schnamootie.
Yes. And so her, she donated.
The champagne is working. I can tell it's working. She's
$80 working for the month or for the year. So that was very kind,
that's
too.
Super kind.
Everybody's
thank
been
you.
So generous. My heart is so full.
Yes.
It's so full.
It is. And just so many nice notes and even just stuff that goes outside of the donations and the boosts. Everyone's very, very encouraging. And I dig it too, man. This is a good show.
You dig it too, man?
I dig it too. And I just wanted to say, you know, we kind of started this format. You know, the Ricky and Lucy format. Lucy.
You said that. I never said that.
This is why I know what I'm doing.
You're very handsome. He showed me his teeth.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Yeah. Can you even see me? I know you can't even see me without your glasses.
I can see. And you're doing your shoulder shake there, which I like so much. Thank you, baby. I love you.
I love you too.
You are pewter. You bubble butt.
Oh, get out of here.
I can see it from here.
Stop. It's a family show.
I'm so proud of Jimmy and Annette with Living Up in a Down World.
Yeah, me too.
This is a good show.
If you haven't listened to it,
there's
please
a few
listen
shows
to it.
I listen to religiously, pun not intended. It's a good show. Yeah. And I'm very excited about what they're going to be doing
and
during
Annette
their sabbatical.
Is really Annette has come into her own on this podcast.
Jimmy's just
She's
moving
on fire.
Knobs, man. He doesn't have to do much more and just slide those faders up and down. Yeah. Annette's like, let me show you how it's done.
I do like when he infuses the sound effects, though. It's pretty funny.
Oh, his sound effects? I got to get him some more, though. His sound effects are off the hook. Yeah. He's doing air horns.
It's a really, this last one in particular was very, very good.
You know, Annette will say something and she was talking about, she told a story about being you're called, you're loved, you're kept. And right away, like I was in the car, I'm like, I want to read the scripture. You know, and that's when you're that compelling, that says something.
Yeah. No, so, it's an excellent podcast. Excellent.
I hear it's nominated for Best New Podcast of 2023.
I heard that.
What I understand. Yes.
I heard that. So you have any other things on your list?
No, my list is empty. That's all I've completely, I don't do, I'm not pulling my weight once again.
Yes. Okay. We'll have another meeting about that.
What else you got, babe?
So we met some new friends. We actually met new people from Bridge Church and we went out to dinner with them a couple nights ago, CJ and Cody. And,
very nice.
Yeah. And such an, and so different from us because CJ was raised on a ranch and she was a rodeo. She did barrel racing.
Barrel racing. Yes. Yeah.
And so, and Cody, said that she was truly a Renaissance woman, which she really is.
Yeah.
They have 60 or 70 chickens.
They got sheep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they
she is
ranch
like,
going on.
But what was really cool. So they have a 7-year-old daughter, Claire, and Claire was baptized the same night that Adam, that you were.
Well, Pastor Jimmy had said, does anyone else want to get baptized? And she just jumped into the aisle
And she was, she was there.
No
and they're,
holding
they're
back.
Fairly new to the church, like since I
Couple
think
months.
The beginning of the year. And so she said that they had taken their daughter to some rodeo and she participated in the mutton busting.
Oh my.
If you don't
goodness.
Know what mutton busting is, you
this
have to
kid
look it
is
up.
Amazing. She's on that. She won,
she
right?
Won.
She won.
So what you basically do is that little kids ride a sheep.
Yeah.
And so they open up the gate like they do like a bull
like
rider,
a bull,
I guess.
Yeah. And that sheep was going at least 50 miles an hour.
She had a helmet on and she was hanging out for dear life. And she won.
She won.
So cool.
Because I've been to one or two rodeos and I've always been so enamored with barrel racing because the horses, these quarter horses, I mean, they're so incredibly trained. It's phenomenal to watch. And she did that. Yeah. She was a barrel racer. Yeah. So
we're hoping that when Christine and Kevin come in town, that
they're
we'll
gonna
go
find
to
us a good rodeo on July 4th. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That'll show those kids.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
That was really
Texas.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love meeting people that are so different than us. They're a lot younger than us. But
someone, I would say
everybody's
somewhat
younger than us.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Me.
That's so weird. I used to be the youngest
me
all
too.
The time. I was the youngest of everything. And
me
now,
too.
And like, I'm older than
me
everybody except Jimmy. Everybody except Jimmy.
No, right. I'm older than you.
Yes, you are. Hello.
And then the last thing I have on my list is I just wanted to talk about Father's Day. You know, I know that it's a really quiet day for you because you work and your daughter is in Rotterdam,
yes.
which is, you know, 8 hours away.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 hours time-wise.
Time difference. Seven,
yeah, times
different. Seven,
time.
Yeah.
You know, but we were going to talk about, like, what our favorite memory was, you know, either of our dads or of you being as a dad.
I really like this year. I mean, you have to understand that being in show business, it's always been hard to be home on all kinds of, you know, holidays and certain days. So I don't think I got a lot of the in-person, like breakfast in bed or anything like that. I don't.
Dads don't get that. They get ties and socks.
Yeah. And Old Spice. but this year was, Christina was early.
Yeah.
And she had sent me a really loving note, and she'd been going through, you know, some life changes, things she wants to do differently. And I've really been supporting her and helping her and encouraging her, praying for her, which I told her, and she didn't go, ah, 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 so that's kind of encouraging. And she just, you know, she sent me a really lovely text. You know, typically, like 2 years ago, it'd be like, oh, you know, put a fun picture on social media, but neither of us care about that anymore. She certainly doesn't, you know. So
yeah.
It was really meaningful, and I really enjoyed that. And then what really touched me is a couple hours later, my stepdaughter, one of the two, sent me, you know, hearts, happy Father's Day.
I know.
And that really touched me.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause she lived with us for a little while, you know, and I'm not her dad. She has a dad, but I love that she said that. And I know what she meant.
She knows that you support her and love her unconditionally.
Yeah. And that was very, very cool.
Oh,
very, very touching.
I love that.
That was surprising.
Yeah. You're a good dad, babe. You're good. And you get to spend 2 weeks with your daughter coming up.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Hey, you want it? It's 110 degrees. There's the pool. Enjoy.
Yeah, the pool's like bath water.
Oh, baby, this was good. I love this. And the power stayed on. What can I tell you?
Hey,
it's a beautiful thing.
It's electric here, baby.
What do you say? We do it next week one more time?
Yeah, and I say, I love you.
I love you too, darling.
All right.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Curry and the Keeper.